T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's 9:09. It's pretty damn smoky at my house. We've got that orangey sky going on as the sun comes up. Hopefully the winds are favorable in whatever area you're in and you're seeing a little blue sky. Vinny, you said you have a little blue sky this morning?
Yeah, I have blue sky overhead, but excuse me. And someone pointed out, which I will read the text when it's time, but they pointed out that there's huge Napa fire as well. So
oh yeah,
wherever you're sort of in between a couple big fires, like record
breakers. Yeah, there's, the whole area there's fires nearby pretty much everyone in the Bay Area. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are, stay safe. That's all we can. Right. That's all we can do.
So our text number is 800-400-3697. You just put that number in and text like you would text, and then we get it, and either read it or maybe even read it on the air. So here's a few of the things you sent. 707 says, Vin, can you wish a huge happy 37th birthday to my sister Laura, listening in Baltimore?
Oh,
excuse me. We love you. We both love you and Sarah so much and have been listening from the beginning. Excuse me.
Get that out.
It's out now.
Okay. Good.
She was in middle school and I was in high school. We talked like you were friends.
We were friends.
For a fact, Laura says, my friend Vinny in social settings. Like, for example, my friend Vinny bought a minivan but pretends it's a van. Things like that. Laura, you're the best sister a girl could have. I love you so much. From Liz.
Thanks,
girls.
Oh, thank you. And happy birthday all the way over there in Baltimore. Thanks for listening for so long.
Choking on your text, but I'm clear.
She's 37 and she's been listening since she was in middle school and high school. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
408 says, so nice to hear your voice, Vinny. Relieved to hear you and your family are safe. Yeah, that was the first task. Was getting my family to safety, and then the relief, then I started to get relief. Okay, my mom's home, my daughters and my wife are safe. Okay, everything from here is just either
right,
okay or not, but at least they're okay. You can't look more perfect, Sarah. The filter won't work for you, says.
Oh, is that why I still look exactly the same, even though I improved my face?
That's it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Thanks.
Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico all share the same bad tourist spot, Four Corners Monument. A long ass drive to get there, and you only find nothing but the monument.
and a line to stand on your hands and your feet. We've done it. We did that when we did our cross country trip, and we got some wonderful pictures and went, okay, there's nothing here. Let's find something else to do.
Right.
Let's keep driving.
Plastic Surge 510 says the surge in plastic surgery is because you're stuck at home, so no one sees your recovery.
Ooh,
yeah, I understand
that's
why.
Convenient. Yeah.
And boredom certainly has set in for anyone who's trying to shelter in place. Worse for me, I think now because of the fires, is I can't even go for a run. The air is too crummy.
It's awful.
So
going outside is really not an option.
Right.
So better go get some plastic surgery, Vin. Get that little button nose you've always dreamed of.
Oh my God! Can you imagine if I showed up with a new nose one day?
You should do it. That'd be so funny. Oh my God. Oh.
You mean handsome, right? You don't mean funny.
Would you be the cutest boy I ever saw with your little button nose?
Thank you. Did you do something to your screen? Now you're like red.
I put my screensaver on.
Oh,
it's red.
Oh, geez. Yeah. All right. So glad Vinny's 408. So glad Vinny's able to return, and thanks for sharing the Lost 30 early. Downloading it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an interesting story.
An explanation of my last 4 days, and they've been super hairball, but everybody's okay, so that's the good news. Oh, hey, Nicole, thanks for putting the Lost 30 up early today. Criminy crickets, glad all are okay. Vin, we use a visual timer. Okay, I read that one. Best quote Vinny's ever had about one of his kids when talking about removing the iPad from Edie. She's gnarly and she will let you have it. Laughing my ass off. Yeah, that kid does not.
I was picturing her with her fists all balled up and beating on you. And
well, she does this thing that you know, you'd expect maybe from an older person who has some size, you know, does the shoulder turn and the no, and pulls it, you know, different direction. But she's two, she's this big. So you're like, I can still reach over the top of you, fool.
Right.
Like, come on, what's wrong with you? But
well, she's letting her feelings be known on the subject.
Sure.
No is her feeling. I'm enjoying this. Leave me be, old man, with your button nose.
Yeah. 510 says, we went to the gum wall, but whatever you do not ask the candy shop people where it is located. The guy was ticked because people ask him all day about it, about the location of the wall. You also want to be careful not to brush your clothes against the gum wall because it will get gum on your clothes, like my wife did.
Ugh. So she posed for a selfie with everyone's chewed wads of saliva and sputum and hubba bubba flavor. You know, if I was a local candy store or a local store right in that area where the gum wall is, I'd just have a sign to the wall with an arrow, you know, something like that.
Sure.
Because I can see, you know, people do get sick of hearing about that, you know? Anything that's sort of your thing, you get sick of hearing about it. Okay.
646 says, good on you for the optimism, but I wouldn't exactly be saying the firefighters had a good night right now. The two biggest ragers are currently the LNU and CSU Lightning Complex fires, which have burned 350,000 and 340,000 acres each respectively. And the SCU fire is only 10% contained. Not good. No, listen, here's the deal. I watched the press conference. The guy said we had a good night. So that's why I said that.
Compared to other nights, right.
Right. He's not saying, I mean, I'm sure they'd rather be in their firehouse telling jokes to each other and getting a good night's sleep.
That'd be a really good night.
But as firefighting goes, and especially based on the prediction that we were going to get more lightning, they were optimistic. And that's what I was relaying. So I do understand. Believe me, I'm not in my house. And neither are my kids. And neither is anyone who lives in my neighborhood. Except the couple who said they're not leaving, and I was like, oh my God, yikes. So San Luis Obispo also has a gum wall, everyone.
Oh. Well,
yay.
Thanks. I don't really need to see the gum wall. But
I don't know why that's a thing.
Because people want selfies and they need to find someplace interesting to take them.
Okay, look,
you know,
under your table at Denny's. There's gum stuck under there too.
There's a gum wall everywhere you go. There's,
right.
You know, every street is a gum wall. I mean, you know, who hasn't stepped in hot gum on a hot sidewalk? Ugh.
Bogus.
God.
925 says, good morning, radio fam. Vinny, glad you and your family are okay. Can you please give a shout out to Sophia Andrews? This is her first week of school as a pre-vet student at Cal Poly Pomona Online.
Oh,
happy
boy.
First day of college, Sophia.
Happy first day of college, Sophia. That's tough. Talk about a hands-on occupation. Being a vet, to have to do that virtually is interesting. Ugh, let's hope it doesn't last long. There was a thing about plasma. They're saying they're going to start distributing plasma from people who've recovered. So that's hopeful for treatment. And then maybe we get a vaccine soon. You know, let's look on maybe this can end soon. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice, yes.
Mm. On top of everything else.
Which is how you say that lady's name who did a three-way with John Mayer.
Oh, yeah, she was in a throuple with him. They're saying it's Sheena. Not Shayna or whatever.
Right, they're saying Sheena, who slept with Brandy Glanville's husband.
Oh, what fun.
I didn't know all of the
Boy, there's a lot of banging happening in those circles.
What do they call that? Reality TV stars know each other?
Turns out. Actually,
is there a happy hour somewhere where they all meet?
Because there's a Vanderpump Rules, which I think is a spinoff of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Is that
Sheena's from Vanderpump Rules, and it's not necessarily. It is a spinoff off of Beverly Hills because the lady who started a couple restaurants created Vanderpump Rules, Lisa Vanderpump. So that's right. How
Lisa
that is.
Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone has pump in their name, I'm down. I like a Vanderpump. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Is one of the Vanderpumps the host of the new show that's going to come on after Big Brother?
That Love
Who's
Island
that lady?
Thing?
They're promoting the hell out of that Love show that's going to come on after Big Brother. But
we'll look it up. But I don't know who the who hosts Love Island. I don't know. Possibly Laura Whitmore. Looks like there's I don't know. There's Love Island UK. Apparently the Love Island UK lady killed herself.
It's Ariel Vanderberg.
Vanderberg, Vanderpump. Yeah. But turns out the lady who hosted it in UK, I haven't read the whole thing here, but yikes. Because that's the big story.
917 says, Sammy Hagar wrote Rick Springfield's hit, I've Done Everything For You.
Oh, I love that tune. I've done everything for you. You done nothing for me. I've done everything for you. Yeah, we do that one sometimes. It's a good song. You done nothing for me.
206 says, driving with my twin daughters down to L.A. to start college, rolling out of the city into the smoke. Have a great day, everybody. Yeah.
Good luck, girls.
Hopefully, I know on my drive on Friday down south, the smoke never broke. It was all the way down. But
You posted a picture of yourself, just looked like yuck in the sky, you know?
And it was 104 degrees. I was just in the middle of nowhere getting gas. Oof. And we pull over, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to get a mask now and put on gloves. I'm just like, Jesus.
That's what I want to do in 140. Yeah. Well, although maybe it helped with the smoke. Who knows? Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Vin, you and I graduated the same year. Very cool to realize that Gen X and the 80s was the best time for music. Rock on, dude.
70s,
Walk
80s,
Like an Egyptian 90s. Was the song for 1987.
Oh, funny. No, that was, not according to their thing. It was I can't remember what yours was. Oh, it was Heart Alone.
Oof, God. Ugh. Yeah, but my girlfriend Darcy at the time loved Heart and loved that album and loved them, and I absolutely heard it more than I wanted to, no doubt.
How do I get you alone? That song, really.
Yes, Vinny, Rick was on Sammy's show. So that is the clip you played for us, was those two talking.
It's good that someone remembered it. Mm-hmm. I just had to check my Vinny filing system.
I remember stuff. I may not always be looking at you, but I'm always listening to you for sure. Yes, Bono from U2 famously wrote a sequel to John Lennon's song. I think it was called God. I never heard it. Or
I never
heard
did
that
either.
Story. All right.
Yeah, me either. That's so it turns out Coheed and Cambria aren't the first people to write a sequel to a song. But they did write a sequel to Jesse's Girl. It's called Jesse's Girl 2, very creatively. And you can find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And Rick Springfield stars in the video.
Hey, Vinny, Big Base and Redwood State Park employees lost their homes and all the historic buildings are gone. Don't know if you can say that, but there is now a GoFundMe page for them. Stay safe. You know, one of the things that has come out of this that is super unfortunate is while there has been an incredible sense of community and people are coming together like you'd expect and hope that they would, there have also been scumbags out there that have been looting and also finding scams and other ways to get money out of people who are having trouble. And mm-hmm. so I can't say that I have to say that because I'm happy to tell people to contribute to someone who's lost their home. But you yep. should also double check that that's not someone from another city somewhere who's just put that up in an effort to steal money from people who
it's awful
who are trying to help.
People are out there, but they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, we lost it. Like our car was stolen at 3 a.m. on Thursday. That's what happened. That's why one of the reasons why I had to leave. There was more, but like who does that? Roams through an evacuation neighborhood just checking doorknobs to see whose car's open.
Right.
That's who does it. Those people.
And look, their house keys are on the jingle jangle here. I'll be able to stop back here later.
You can't believe the freak out I had.
I'll bet. Listen, you know, that's it's a justifiable freak out. Like, as if you didn't have enough between COVID and possible evacuations on you that morning, suddenly the car is stolen. And the house keys went with it. Like, I would have freaked out.
And I hate to, I won't even go into the gory details, but in my head, I'm sitting there thinking, we got off lucky. If that was a murderer, and they've got the keys now and the garage door, and they could just walk into the house, I've lost, you know, there's my wife, my two kids, and my mom all in the same house.
Right.
Like,
well, and possibly you. I mean...
Well,
you know, you think they take the dude out first. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a murderer or anything, but I'm just, as I think through how I would do that.
Well, okay, so I run into the chainsaw and that gives them time to run for it. But, you know,
we got the place surrounded. It's a full on home invasion. This is totally morbid. I got to stop talking now.
Right. Morning, gang. I'm wondering if you can wish my friend John good luck on his cataract surgery today. He's been waiting a year due to the pandemic. Good luck, buddy.
Damn, that's tough. Good luck with that. You know, if it goes successfully, though, it's great. Like, I remember when my Nana had a cataract out of her eye. She's like, oh, my God, I can see again. It's amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so this could be a miracle day for him.
Oh, love Vinny's attempt to help the animals, except, yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out.
Yeah, it will. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
I hope so. I hope. Yeah, well, we have deer in our neighborhood. Like, they're everywhere. Right. And it's neat. You know, I mean, as you worry about them because they'll be in the road looking at you like, what? Well, I don't know. Maybe don't be in the road. That's what.
Just a thought. I'm going kind of fast, and I'm looking at my phone, so I don't want to murder you.
I met a fellow listener at work, and she said I should text you my fast fact.
Oh.
Fast fact. Pirates wore a patch over one eye for when they went below deck. That eye would already be adjusted to the dark so they could move the patch to adjust and see in the dark faster.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great idea.
How do you like that?
I love it. It's true. You ever like, you know, be reading a book in bed and your eyes squash down on the pillow and then you flip over to the other side and you're like, oh, God. You know, like one's adjusted totally different than the other. Yeah. That is brilliant. No wonder they wear patches. They didn't all have their eye put out by Captain Hook.
Right. You know what? I just realized I'm out of time, but thank you for everyone who sent texts. We'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday. The world is crazy, but try to find some light. Try to find some happiness and keep yourself and your family as safe as you possibly can. Don't forget that Alice is open all day. I know Janie's excited. She's getting her show all prepped for you. She's been doing a good job on our music. People have liked it, right?
A lot. The texts are, there's so many texts that I feel bad reading them because I guess we were just playing the same hits there for a minute. We don't really you know, have control over that. But whatever right. the speak up, however the speak up got to the right ear, we're now seeing a little better mix and people love it. So that's
yeah.
great.
Mix it up a little bit. All right. So have a great day and we'll catch you back here tomorrow. If you have a second, listen to the 5:45 break today. That is the Lost 30. We put that podcast. It's up now and we podcast the whole show. But that's Vinny's whole story, although he did just give us some choice details that maybe we'll try to work out of him tomorrow. Some funny, sort of
super.
Funny chicken with his head cut off running around the house. You know, Vinny stuff. And
right.
we'll do that. We'll do that on Tuesday. You know.
Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.